We know it can be tough on the family getting adjusted when a new pet comes home, but what about the pet that's already there? How do you make it work for everybody? Joining us live in the studio, veterinarian Katie Nelson is with us, our own Dr. Paws. What do we need to know before we bring home the new bundle of joy?
Well, there's a lot that you need to know, and there are a lot of questions that you need to ask first. And we actually just put up a new post yesterday on our WTOP Ask Dr. Paws blog. And we've got a huge list of questions there that you need to ask before you even consider bringing the pet home. Mm-hmm. So check that out. But when you actually get them there, when you've made that decision to bring that pet into your new house, you really do need to have a few things, a few boxes checked before you do that. So first off, you got to be prepared, you know, have your supplies ready, have a bed and some bowls and the food, because you really do need that food there that they've been on for a while. Everything's brand new. You don't want to introduce a brand new food into the system as well and end up with some GI issues. So have all your supplies and things ready for them when you get there. Just like when you have a baby, you got to have the nursery ready. You got to do that for your pet too. Second off, make sure you try to do this on a weekend when you've got some time to spend, because this is going to be something that everybody in the family is going to have to get used to, the pets, the kids, everyone. So when you first walk them into the house, actually, my recommendation is don't walk them into the house first. Walk everybody out on a leash, have everybody meet out in the yard on neutral ground, and that way you don't get any mine issues within the house, and bring everybody in that way and kind of after they've had some time to play for a few minutes.
My dog is so jealous if anyone comes near me. He sticks his nose right in between us. What about, you know, if you have an existing pet, you bring home a new one, it's like bringing home a baby.
Absolutely.
How do you get your existing pet not to go crazy with jealousy?
Well, you're going to have to just work on that over time. You know, you got to realize that this is not a one-day process of bringing home a new pet. This is going to be a full-out 2-week, 3-week, 4-week process of getting everybody accustomed to the new routine. Because when you bring someone else in, there's definitely a change in the routine. When you bring in another pet, there's a huge change too. And again, it is just like having another kid. You've got to make sure you dedicate time to the older one as well, because you don't want them to feel like they're being left out or replaced. So spend time equally with each one. Try to spend time together as well. And, you know, you should be able to achieve that balance. But just, again, realize it's a process. It's not just a moment in time.
Are there any rules to live by? You know, as you mentioned, you spend the weekend getting everything set up so that you can welcome in the new pet. What do you do when you go back to work and the pets are there by themselves? Does it become a territorial situation? What do you do about that?
Well, you have to know your pets, you know who you're bringing in as well. And that's where that list of questions really comes in handy. If this is a pet that has been crated prior to coming to you, then you need to continue the crating process now, because that's what they're used to and that's how they feel comfortable. So having all of those questions answered and knowing what to expect is really going to help you during that weekend that you're spending to sort of establish the house rules, because they need to be prepared and you need to be consistent with what the house rules are before you do actually go back to work, and they have to fit into the routine, because that's the key. They need to fit into your routine. You can't change your entire life to fit around them.
Dr. Katie Nelson will also be hosting a live web chat here at WTOP.com beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon, so feel free to join her with any questions, comments, concerns you might have. Again, Dr. Katie Nelson, known as our Dr. Paws here on WTOP. Thanks as always.
Thanks, guys.